Holy Relationship and the Holographic Son. One Son. God is one. And because God is the only creator, creation is one. This means that all that exists in truth is one whole. Furthermore, the mind of God is the only mind. And this mind thinks in terms of wholeness. The mind that sleeps and dreams of separation senses the whole as fragmented into billions of pieces, each distinct, separate, and capable of conflict. Each illusory piece believes it hides within a body. And using what is termed an ego thought system, further believes it can think thoughts on its own, independently of the only mind. It is this thought of a second mind apart from God, mind, that gives rise to the guilt that is the seat of all discord, disease, and death. Jesus so patiently teaches us in A Course in Miracles that the separation has not occurred and is pure fantasy. The goal of the Course is to know thyself, that is, the only self we have, the one created by God as whole. Into the dream of separation, God's love created and gave us the Holy Spirit, whose sole purpose is to awaken the sleeping minds back to the realization that the Son of God is actually one. Here is the area that has produced much confusion within the Course community and by teachers of other spiritual paths. Does one Son mean one in number? Do we have individuality? When we awaken, does our sense of identity cease as we dissolve back into God? After having researched what Jesus teaches in A Course in Miracles on this subject, I believe that with open minds, we can and will ultimately see exactly how the Son of God can be an infinite number of unique expressions and yet one simultaneously. And even more exciting, we will examine and develop a newfound appreciation for the holy relationship, which is truly the fastest means available in the world to awakening not just in the dream, but from the dream of life and death entirely and permanently. God as Spirit. God is Spirit. This logically means that God is everywhere, all at once, and cannot be limited. God created His Son in His likeness, and we refer to this Son as Christ. Christ, then, also is comprised of pure spirit and is spiritual. The Christ is therefore also everywhere, all at once, and cannot be limited. This is our true identity and is our true condition, even while we dream of separation. The idea of separation is inconceivable in the face of reality's condition of allness and spirit. Where could one go when all is spirit? How does one move beyond allness? The only means the mind could use to try and experience the sensation of separation would be to introduce the thought of matter into the equation, some dense and impenetrable material that the mind could identify with and as, in order to experience division. This is where the idea of bodies arose, as the sleeping mind identifies itself with a body, now is part of mind over here and another part of mind over there, separate and apart, different, and capable of judgment and conflict. The important truth to remember, however, is that all these beliefs are only occurring in a dream, and that in fact, creation is still one and is comprised only of spirit. Is it possible to cut a piece of spirit into pieces? Of course not. Yet, because our mind is God, we share his power to dream up as fantastic of a dream as we desire. We are not free to violate his laws, nor can we change the nature of creation. Yet we can attempt to experience what separation would be like by simulation. Hologram. What is a hologram? One definition is, quote, a three-dimensional image reproduced from a pattern of interference produced by a laser, end quote. Our powerful mind, which shares the thoughts of God and is the light of understanding, can be likened to a powerful laser beam when we hold a desire. All the power of God is used in our mind in a singularity or laser beam to experience the effect of its desire. This is how we co-create with God in the kingdom. Yet an interference pattern occurs when the mind is desiring something that cannot be accomplished because it would violate the laws of truth. In other words, the effect of the desire is inconceivable in light of the nature of God as one. In our case, the interference pattern is the thought of separation. Our mind is still sensing the answer to this impossible desire in a dream of separation. And the result of this desire is the experience of the 3D body image, or, quote, mythical me. The mind we share is now experiencing itself as billions of 3D body minds, each private with its own thoughts, beliefs, and serial body adventures, as Jesus describes in the Course. The mind is attempting to experience separation and a will apart from God, as it thinks so-called thoughts apart from God, both of which are inconceivable in light of God's infinite nature as all-knowing mind. This is a quote from the Course in Miracles workbook lesson 161. Complete abstraction is the natural condition of the mind, but part of it is now unnatural. It does not look on everything as one. It sees instead but fragments of the whole, for only thus could it invent the partial world you see. The purpose of all seeing is to show you what you wish to see. All hearing but brings to your mind the sounds it wants to hear. Because the Holy Spirit is still in our mind as God's answer to the thought of separation, we do know that we are still one in and with God, that creation is whole, and that separation is not possible. Guilt is the experience in the mind that believes it is actually separate, and this guilt is projected outward onto the illusory body, the illusory world, and other illusory bodies we see through body senses. It is all one giant hologram. Here is the fascinating fact about holograms that will ultimately release us all from the dream of separation for those who want to wake up. Every part of the hologram contains within it the whole. Remember the question of whether it is possible that we cut spirit into separate pieces? This is what we have tried to do in the dream of separation. We have attempted to take what is whole and comprised only of spirit, pretend that it has become matter-based, and then divide it into billions of parts. Yet matter does not exist. So each part in the dream still contains the memory and understanding of the whole, creation as it is in truth. To simplify further, behind every body-mind in the dream is the mind of the one Son of God. If we allowed ourselves to experience this one Son behind the picture of billions of separate parts, we would remember that creation is one whole and realize that separation, being impossible, has not occurred. This realization results in the felt state of our eternal innocence. Having recognized that the separation has not occurred, it has no effects. There is no guilt in the mind that understands it has not done anything wrong, has not separated, and has not defiled the kingdom of heaven. The whole in each part. A Course in Miracles beautifully illustrates the hologram in its teachings. Here are some powerful quotes from Jesus that invite us to open to this awe-inspiring revelation. One brother is all brothers. Every mind contains all minds, for every mind is one. Such is the truth. Yet do these thoughts make clear the meaning of creation? Do these words bring perfect clarity with them to you? What can they seem to be but empty sounds? Pretty, perhaps, correct in sentiment, yet fundamentally not understood or understandable. The mind that taught itself to think specifically can no longer grasp abstraction in the sense that it is all-encompassing. We need to see a little that we learn a lot. That's from Workbook Lesson 161. And this quote, creation is the opposite of all illusions, for creation is the truth. Creation is the Holy Son of God, for in creation is His will complete in every aspect, making every part container of the whole. Its oneness is forever guaranteed inviolate, forever held within His holy will, beyond all possibility of harm, of separation, imperfection, and of any spot upon its sinlessness. Miracles as effect of wholeness. The Course teaches us to perform miracles, which are the natural result or effect of any mind that is healed due to the experience of wholeness. The mind remembers home and creation's true condition as one. As the mind recalls truth and allows the experience of love to be felt, the idea of sin or separation is canceled out, and with it, its so-called effects of fear and guilt. A quote from chapter 16 in the text, to you, the miracle cannot seem natural because what you have done to hurt your mind has made it so unnatural that it does not remember what is natural to it. And when you are told about it, you cannot understand it. The recognition of the part as whole and of the whole in every part is perfectly natural, For it is the way God thinks, and what is natural to him is natural to you. Holy natural perception would show you instantly that order of difficulty in miracles is quite impossible, for it involves a contradiction of what miracles mean. And if you could understand their meaning, their attributes could hardly cause you perplexity. Jesus is leading us to see that all miracles are the effect of a mind experiencing wholeness. Since cause and effect are always together and always in our mind, we can state confidently that wholeness and the miracle are the same. Our part, then, is to allow our minds to be healed from the illusion of separation back to the realization and experience of perfect union, wholeness, with all creation. Holy relationship. It is true that any of us can, through the Holy Spirit, allow our mind to have an experience of truth and love and feel wholeness. However, if we are honest, these experiences are sporadic, fleeting, and the effects dissipate over time. This fact is not a judgment and should not be construed as one. We are all striving to awaken, and turning to the Holy Spirit is absolutely what we all must learn to consistently do. Yet because most of the ego thought system is unconscious, to stay under the radar and therefore protected, we don't know about the majority of the blocks we entertain in order to perpetuate the belief in separation from our holy self. Jesus gave the Course to us because he is aware of how tempting and convincing this dream of separation, with its bodies and sense testimony, is. He brought us what he terms the quickest means for awakening from the dream of separation, the holy relationship. The goal of every holy relationship is to practice perfect forgiveness of all blocks in the mind, and to experience joining beyond bodies. The result of the holy relationship is a certainty of the mind that we are not bodies, but one self. It is far easier to help a brother or sister to see the blocks that they are unaware of, and vice versa. Through the practice of union, the ego and its thoughts of separation are seen as the error within the relationship. There is a more advanced holy relationship, however, and that is where both parties not only commit to joining each other for purposes of experiencing true union, but both are also fully aware that because there is only one Son in truth, that each represents the entirety of the sonship. In other words, both recognize that their desire is to represent all sleeping minds in their joining in order that all may heal together. Does this sound too incredible or difficult to accomplish? Not when we consider the hologram. Holy relationship is the sonship. Recall that in every part of the hologram is the whole. In this dream of separation, every fragmented piece, or body-mind, contains the whole. Yet because separation was the goal of this dream, each private body-mind, or mythical me character, has specifically denied the memory of wholeness. In fact, each one has created an entire story, saga, drama, problems, goals, addictions, sickness, and death in order to defend itself against this very thought of God or creation's oneness. Yet no matter how hard we attempt to bury this truth, the Holy Spirit was sent by God to call to us repeatedly to awake from the dream of specialness and separation and to accept that the truth is true, and nothing else is true. The Holy Spirit is the voice for the memory of wholeness within our mind. He speaks to each of us throughout the day, encouraging us to ask Him what the truth is, and for His help in healing our mind. From chapter 20 in the text, "But think not that He does not need your part to help Him with the rest, for in your part lies all of it, without which is no part complete, nor is the whole completed without your part. The ark of peace is entered two by two, yet the beginning of another world goes with them. Each holy relationship must enter here to learn its special function in the Holy Spirit's plan, now that it shares His purpose. And as this purpose is fulfilled, a new world rises in which sin can enter not, and where the Son of God can enter without fear, and where He rests a while to forget imprisonment and to remember freedom. How can He enter to rest and to remember without you? Except you be there, He is not complete, and it is His completion that He remembers there. This is the purpose given you. Think not that your forgiveness of each other serves but you two alone, for the whole new world rests in the hands of every two who enter here to rest. And as they rest, the face of Christ shines on them, and they remember the laws of God, forgetting all the rest, and yearning only to have His laws perfectly fulfilled in them and all their brothers. Think you, when this has been achieved, that you will rest without them? You could no more leave one of them outside than I could leave you and forget part of myself. Any two brothers that join in holy relationship and share the purpose of the Holy Spirit become the literal means for the entire sleeping sonship to awaken to the memory of wholeness. Jesus is telling us simply that the joining in advanced holy relationship does not heal those two alone, but that they become the representatives in a holographic dream whose healing affects all the separated ones within the dream. Their perfect forgiveness and healing of one another is the literal healing for all, due to the holographic law that one part includes the whole. And from chapter 8 in the text, "The reason why to know in part is to know entirely is merely because of the fundamental difference between knowledge and perception. In perception, the whole is built up of parts which can separate and reassemble in different constellations. Knowledge never changes, so that its constellation is permanent. The only areas in which part-whole relationships have any meaning are those in which change is possible. There is no difference between the whole and the part where change is impossible." The advanced holy relationship is the knowledge of, and therefore the presence of, knowledge in the dream of separation and perception. Each part of the holy relationship is aware that creation has not changed and remains whole. This sharing of knowledge literally creates the condition of creation here on earth and extends to every mind. This is good news and cause for great celebration. We can now see how achievable full awakening for the sonship is. Every holy relationship serves as a microcosm or a symbol that represents the whole. Its healing and awakening affect every aspect of the one sun. As one light enlightens an entire room, so too the holy relationship extends its light out to all the minds that have believed that they are separate. This light reminds them of creation's true and eternal status, perfect oneness. This is from chapter 28 in the text. I thank you, Father, knowing you will come to close each little gap that lies between the broken pieces of your holy Son. Your holiness, complete and perfect, lies in every one of them, and they are joined because what is in one is in them all. How holy is the smallest grain of sand when it is recognized as being part of the completed picture of God's Son? The forms the broken pieces seem to take mean nothing, for the whole is in each one, and every aspect of the Son of God is just the same as every other part. One Son, infinitely expressed. As we joyfully allow the experience of wholeness to return to our holy mind, we also begin to discern that this return does not mean the loss of our unique expression as God's Son. An infinite God requires infinite expression in order that wholeness is maintained. To say that God's Son is limited or lost in any way violates the law of one. While our source, life, truth, love, and the laws that govern us as the Son of God are the exact same, we each uniquely express this same Creator. You express God in a unique and eternal way that is not repeated or duplicated by any other idea in the mind of God. All creation consists of ideas or thoughts in God's mind. Each idea is perfect and whole in itself, yet perfectly expresses the one Creator. From chapter 2 in the text, it should be noted that God has begotten only one Son. If you believe that all of the minds that God created are His sons, and if you also believe that the sonship is one, then every mind must be a son of God or an integral part of the sonship. You do not find the concept that the whole is greater than its parts difficult to understand. You should therefore not have too great of a difficulty with this. The sonship, in its oneness, does transcend the sum of its parts. However, it loses this special state as long as any of its parts are missing. This is why the conflict cannot ultimately be resolved until all of the individual parts of the sonship have returned. Only then can the meaning of wholeness, in the true sense, be understood. Jesus is helping us to both understand and accept that the Son of God is represented by infinite minds, not the private minds in the dream we refer to as mythical me. God created us as minds, and collectively, we are the Son of God. If even one part of the sonship was missing, wholeness would cease to exist. Yet, when all minds of the sonship awaken, wholeness is reestablished. As we reflect on the profound teachings of A Course in Miracles about the one Son and the holographic nature of reality, we can marvel at the beauty of our interconnectedness. We are like pieces of a divine jigsaw puzzle, each unique yet essential to complete the grand picture of creation. Embracing the holy relationship and practicing forgiveness feels like learning the cosmic dance moves of awakening, with a soundtrack composed by the Holy Spirit, of course. Let's remember, amidst this holographic adventure of life, that we are here to sparkle and shine our unique light while recognizing the whole in every heart we meet along the way. Here's to awakening from the dream of separation and dancing joyfully into the eternal embrace of oneness.